Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
5 o'clock on Halloween, so I'm guessing the early trick-or-treaters are getting underway as we speak, Fitzy, right? This is the early crew?
Yeah, we've already had several here at the Fitzatorium. The Do Not Ring the Doorbell sign is clearly indicated on the front, which means I'm sure it'll be going off 100 times. By the way, I hope everyone else's towns around New England where there's just been these massive gusts of wind are okay. There are trees down. There's power lines down. I see people's ornaments, decorations, scarecrows, and skeletons all over the place in town right now.
And now kids are going to have to, like, hold their hats and face masks and whatever the hell else they got for their costume. Fitzy, we didn't ask you. What is Shea Fitzy giving out tonight?
Shea Fitzy has a giant bowl of Twix, M&M's, Starburst, the kids love the Airheads, and Rice Krispie Treats.
Ooh.
Full size.
Nice.
I like Rice Krispie Treats.
Rich.
It's a
Rice Krispie Treats Rich.
They had a sale at BJ's Rich Mofo.
Okay. All right. Do you get a lot of kids? Is this an active night?
Our neighborhood is, it looks kind of like a movie set. It's like, it's an idyllic little, very party centric neighborhood. We average about 500 pieces of candy every year.
All right. It's 5:06:52. It's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we are heading towards the Tuesday NFL trade deadline. Patriots have unloaded Kyle Duggar. They've unloaded Keon White, although he's still doing commercials on our station. I hear his voice occasionally in my speakers here.
Awkward.
But Josh McDaniel spoke to the media yesterday, and we've debated it. We played the pump and dump game the other day and that whole thing, and we've talked about target positions of need for this team. And the priorities may have changed this week, if you're paying attention, because Ramondre Stevenson did not practice on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. Ramondre Stevenson is not going to play on Sunday. He has this toe injury. He is out. That means that we will see, I think, Travion Henderson more and Terrell Jennings, who has been promoted from the practice squad to the big boy 53-man roster, is probably also going to see a share of the workload against a bad Falcons run defense. But yesterday at his press conference at Gillette Stadium, Josh McDaniels was asked, do they have enough? Do they have the answers at the running back position? Or would he be looking for the team to maybe help him out a little something-something at the trade deadline?
Well, I think we have all the answers we need. Look, once the training camp starts and you don't count on anything outside of what you have in the locker room, and you really don't need anything outside of what you have. And we spend all of the time, you know, we have trying to figure out how to put our players that are here in great positions. The guys know exactly how we want to try to play. I think there's still a lot of improvements to be made for us. I know that's what we're focused on, and we have the guys.
Ted Johnson, do they have the guys at running back? Do they have the guys to get through this? Do they have enough horses?
Yep.
Are they ready to ride?
Yeah, they got enough. They got enough. You can manage this game around maybe those concerns. You can max protect in certain situations. You can get the ball out fast. You don't even ask those guys to help block. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about blitz pickup, get them into the routes fast. I think you make it kind of a committee deal. You kind of rotate guys through, see who's got the hot hand, see who you think is having the best day, and then kind of settle on them. But I think with the quarterback that you have, it can mask issues that you might have there and concerns. So if you're worried, just don't get in a lot of third and long situations where you're counting on these guys to be blitz pickup guys. So keep it down a distance short on third down, and that'll help your cause.
So, Fitzy, what are we expecting in the backfield breakdown this week? Because Mike Giardi kind of insinuated, hinted at Terrell Jennings maybe being the lead back, the early downs type back, and that Travion Henderson would be more the change of pace guy. Are you expecting, could we get, I'm going to throw a number out there, could we see 55 and a half yards rushing from Terrell Jennings, over or under?
Oh boy, that's a good one. I'm going to go under, but not by much. I think 12 for 49 would be a great stat line. Give me 4 yards and a cloud of first downs. That's more than good enough. I still say they open with Travion, but as time goes on, you don't see him with a 20 carry day. But if they're going to try to run the ball 30 times, could I see 15 for Travion, 12 or so for Terrell Jennings, and then, I don't know, maybe like 5 carries for Drake?
I mean, if teams were smart, Fitzy, and Andy, I would protect against the deep ball. I would be keeping guys back. I wouldn't be, piling up, putting 8-man boxes down there. I would like to think the Patriots can take advantage of what I would think at this point in the season, when they see how brilliant Drake is. It's like, hey, we need 2 safeties back. We need to play more cover 4 and not worry about the run as much. And then that might open things up for these guys.
Yeah, so I need to be consistent. I'm a little dubious of Terrell Jennings. The couple flashes we've seen, I've actually liked. Late in games, there's been a couple runs where it's like, oh, he picked up 6 yards or whatever. And he kind of finished the run, lowered his shoulder into a linebacker. But he is just sort of a practice squad call-up. You never really know what you're going to get. But you're right, Ted. If the Falcons, A, have a bad run defense, and B, are not playing 8 in the box and are saying, you know what, Drake, we're not letting you get over the top. Mm-hmm. We'll see what these young running backs can do to us. Maybe there's some opportunities there, and then it goes from there.
And the running game is heating up, guys, right? So they've had a couple
I say
the offensive line's doing a better job of pushing guys off the line of scrimmage more.
Well, Josh told us, Fitzy, relax, time on task. We need reps in practice. We need live contact reps. Yep. We'll get there. Are they getting there?
And as far as the reps go, hell yeah, they are. And
in terms of the production, are they getting there in terms of a tangible run game that we can count on?
If they build on last week, yes. What did they have last week? Like 180 yards total? Like, that's rock solid. That's really good. And if Drake's responsible for a quarter of that, that's fine by me as well. If they can get up to, I'm going to set it, Andy, at 140 and up. If they have 140 yards or up this week against the Falcons, time of possession is like 36-24 Patriots. I think the time has been very well spent on task.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
If they get above a $1.40, I think it means Travion Henderson has recorded their first 30-yard run or whatever that stat we were talking about earlier. They hit a big one in there at some point. And I don't rule that out. His confidence, I'll be interested to see what he looks like. It looked like he built a little confidence as that game wore on. I'll be interested to see if that makes the leap to this week and against the Falcons. Mike Giardi talked to us, and as we always do when we have our guests, we ask them to predict the game. Like, Razor was lukewarm that the Bruins were going to win last night, but hey, he was right. The Bruins won, so he looks like a genius. He got it right. So I asked Mike Giardi, are the Patriots going to beat the Falcons? What are his predictions for this game? And he had an interesting answer.
This is the most perplexing opponent they played because, like I said, I think there's a lot of talent on that team, and every once in a while they show it. They tended not to travel well. So unless Raheem Morris can convince them that their season is on the line, which can, when you look at the records, like if you really want to be a playoff team, probably need to get it going, then I don't, you know, I think the Patriots are confident but not overconfident, and I think they're going to keep rolling this weekend.
So the weirdest game, the most challenging game to pick. Do we agree with that? Are we feeling weird? Because we had some people say it was going to be a glorified walkthrough for the Patriots.
I don't feel as confident. I don't. I'm a little bit nervous. I mean, they have, you know, they have some good wins. They beat Buffalo. They beat Minnesota. They've beaten the Commanders. And they've also got drilled by the Dolphins and the Panthers. So it is kind of a weird team. You don't know what you're getting. I mean, they rank seventh in yards per game, but yet they're 23rd in DVOA, which is a little bit misleading. I mean, they're 2-3, and they have the best pass defense in the league. They only give up 150 yards per game. So there's some things on their team where you go, okay, you know, if things fall the right way, they could make this an interesting game.
You're looking for a tough one to pick, Andy. This weekend, the card has. I know last Sunday was blowout Sunday, but this week, I mean, Bears, Bengals, tight one. These are a bunch of 2.5-point games. Broncos, Texans, that's a card coin flip. Jags, Raiders, and also Chiefs, our annual Chiefs Bills game, which everyone's looking forward to.
Yeah, I was. And then I found out I'll be doing the 6th-ring postgame show with some guy on the radio. Do you know that game's on during our show? I might be a little distracted, Fitzy, during that.
Oh, cool.
I might have to have the second screen. That's a good game. Like,
it's a phenomenal game.
Why is that not a night game?
I don't know, Ted. Call in early, so to
and then you just talk amongst yourself while we watch the football game. We also had our weekly chat with Jeremy Springer, and he told us a lot of different things. He's very much upbeat, not surprisingly, on Marcus Jones and what he brings to the table. But then I kind of made a mistake. I started to ask Jeremy Springer about Halloween, whether he was wearing a costume.
You walked into that one a little bit.
Yeah, I did. Whether he went to, they've had parties before. The linemen are having freaking hibachi dinners with sake on Thursday night. So I didn't know if maybe the special teams coach could get to a Halloween party. So I asked him, and he responded. Dressing up tonight? Did you dress up last night? What do you got a costume?
You know what? To ask that question in the middle of football season, do you think I really was at a party last night when I'm watching the Atlanta Falcons Thursday night? You think that I was doing it?
I was hoping.
It's football season, man.
You're like watching Ravens Dolphins on Amazon Prime, scouting two future opponents while also crushing down film on the Falcons. I got you.
That's exactly right, man.
Eating candy corn. Good Lord.
I hope everyone else has I'm eating candy corn in my office, and I hope everyone else is having a good time.
It's a good question. Good question.
It was a great question.
No doubt.
If Bill Belichick can go to a Halloween party with Randy Moss and dress up as a freaking pirate with his former girlfriend,
odd little things about that that story is I couldn't believe he did, and I was so like, really? Now all of a sudden He's Mr. Players coach and hanging out with the players now.
He was a star bleeper.
Here's something
if
that
you'd asked him, he would have said no. Randy Moss asked him.
Oh, is that okay?
Andy, here's something you just can't let your mind's eye unsee if you imagine it. When Belichick went to that party famously as NFL Films followed he and Randy Moss around in 2009, Jordan was 8.
Oh, gross. Why did you bring that up? Yikes.
I thought Ted was the one that bashes Bill. That felt like Fitzy bashing Bill.
I thought that was a Linda kind of thing. I thought she was getting him to be more.
I think she was, but yeah. I think she, if I remember the story, she may have even asked Randy to ask him.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. There was like, yes, I think there was some shenanigans going on to get him to do, but he did it.
He did it.
And I didn't know if maybe Jeremy Springer had some hay in the barn kind of week, and he's like, we'll be fine against the Falcons, although as you pointed out, they might want to brush up their punt coverage unit work a little bit.
Yeah, boy, that question. I thought I was wondering how he was going to handle it. He handled it perfectly.
He did.
He's like, we got to get better at it.
Absolutely.
He's great.
But they average 16 yards per return, which is worse than NFL. So, we got to highlight the kind of the bad things that, when it comes to playoffs and this team going far, will probably rear its ugly head if they don't take care of him.
But in the midst of that, Fitzy, or it may have been in a separate answer, I did find it interesting when he basically talked about the thing that we talk about, that Drake May, the tide lifts all boats. Like, we're special teams, but we're okay not punting. We're okay watching for the side. We're okay with you scoring points. We're we're doing everything with a lead kind of thing.
Yeah, the best player technically on their special teams doesn't play special teams because he keeps the ball out of the opponent's hands and away from their special teams. So that Bryce Behringer, and he had a great answer about joking with Behringer on the sidelines and let him know, like, blank happens, but you gotta. I'm glad you did it now so that you don't do it in a game that matters later in the season or the playoffs. But yeah, Drake Mays and Ted, he also said that the sort of energy, the aura, and the confidence that Drake May has now picked up, that emotional steam train that he's riding right now, is affecting the team in a positive way.
Of course it will. I mean, I tell the story of what?
Waiting for the story. No, I'm waiting.
No, I mean, Tom Brady's taking a nap before the Super Bowl in 2001. And he's got a towel over his face, and I'm like, we got this game.
Yeah.
There's something about seeing a cool, calm, relaxed, vibing quarterback that just has confidence that just gives everyone else confidence.
You know the funny part of that story, though, like that I like the details of the way you guys won? Wasn't it like Brady had like 80 yards passing until the final drive or something like that? And then he goes out there and marches down the field and boom, we kick the field goal. But like it was supposed to happen, but we didn't really dominate. It looked like we were going to dominate, and then it didn't quite turn. Then all of a sudden the Rams came back and you're in a little bit of a dogfight. But it got to the...
He delivered when he needed to.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got Scott in Weymouth's been holding on for a while. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Good,
happy
Scott.
Halloween. Although I know it's a weird thing, happy Halloween. It's not a holiday in my eyes, but put that aside, whole other conversation. I call a little off topic here about Jeremy Swayman. You're hearing the buzz at my buddies. We're all hearing it about him. I said it might have been on this show or a show on EI a year ago or whenever they were in negotiations. You never splurge on a goalie. Why? Because the position is the position is overvalued anyway. Unless you're dealing with Patrick Roy or Ken Dryden. It's way overspent. I'll leave you with this. Tell me what you think of this. If you shuffled all the goalies in the NHL, hit shuffle in midseason. So now the Bruins goalie plays for whoever, Philly plays for L.A., Edmonton, blah, blah, blah. It really wouldn't affect the team's winning percentage.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Dan Ball, I would like you're our hockey guy. You're the puckhead in the room. If you shuffle played the goalies, would it affect winning percentage?
Of course it would. Are you kidding me?
Don't yell at me. Yell at Scott.
I am yelling at Scott through you and Ted and Fitzy. What are you talking about? There's a hierarchy. Players, that's the same in any sport ever. Certain players are better than other players. Mm-hmm. Certain are capable of winning bigger games as the pressure starts to mount, Fitzy, and others wilt under pressure. That's something you got to take into account.
Yeah, who right now, honestly, straight up, is considered the best goalie in hockey?
I think it's Connor Hellebuck of the Winnipeg Jets. Vasilevsky of Tampa's had a really great career. Yep. Jake Ottinger, the American kid who's probably going to start for the Americans in the Olympics, is great. But I'd probably give Hellebuck the nod. So, yeah, if you added Connor Hellebuck to the Boston Bruins, they'd win more games than Korpisalo. I hate to break the news here on the show. I don't get the point he was trying to make.
It was interesting that Scott from Weymouth treated goaltenders like running backs in the NFL, because there are people that say, don't spend on running backs. You know, they're a dime a dozen. You can find a Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, or a Terrell Jennings around every corner.
Anybody right. who watched the 2019 Stanley Cup between Boston and St. Louis can't say that goaltending is just, yeah, roll the dice. Whoever you throw in there, it doesn't matter. The only reason the Bruins aren't at least two-time champions in this era is because of Jordan Binnington.
How about that?
Son of a boy.
Hey, do you think Jeremy was benched, or do you think that it was just Corpse got a second try because it was his turn? Or I think it was almost like a benching.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jeremy Swayman.
I think the first one against the Islanders was because it's a lesser opponent. Offense isn't great, so you know they want to make sure they manage the workload. Last night was absolutely a benching because Korpisalo was playing better.
I turned on the game last night, and it was like shots on goal. The Bruins had like 19, and who'd they play last night?
Buffalo. Who
the
stinks,
Sabres,
by the way.
The Sabres had like 40. Yeah. I mean, it was 40 shots on goal to the Bruins 19. I was like, oh my God.
Well, right out the gates, it was like 6-0, including a power play where the Bruins didn't get a shot off. They had a power play where they didn't get a shot off, and they were being outshot 6-8, 10-0, whatever it was.
That goal that they scored in the Bruins zone to score, tie it up, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, we lose the faceoff, ding, ding, boom, score. Like, it was like the Keystone Cops out there, man.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times the Bruins have given up goals where you go, wow, so that was NHL against NHL or NHL against junior hockey?
Real quick, because they're playing a new defense than they used to play. They used to play more zone. Now it's more of a man-zone hybrid.
Yeah.
Do you think that's got them all befuddled?
Yeah, very much so. I just don't think that you have to have players with a lot of foot speed in order to just keep up with your assignments. And it's kind of like if you send two wide receivers on crossers, same thing. If you send two forwards at the defender, but send them past each other, it creates 2-on-1. So
you got to banjo it.
Yep.
You got to banjo it. If you don't banjo it, somebody's going to get beat and we're all screwed. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, speaking of us all being screwed, it's time for our pick six segment where we have never won. We're close. We've had some 5-1 weeks, but we're looking to get over the hump. I think this is the week. Our pick six up next here on WEEI. But first, and for the final time today and this week, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.